This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. More than 64,000 candidates is filed for May 13 local level election. 7th Memorial Day of Gurkha earthquake observed with various programs across the country. President Vidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sirwad Deva congratulate Emmanuel Macron for winning re-election as France President. And Chinese capital Beijing begins mass testing after spike in COVID cases. Now the news in detail. The deadline for registration of candidates for the May 13 local level election has expired today. Issuing a press release, the Election Commission said complaints against the nomination of candidates could be filed tomorrow. Similarly, the investigations and the complaints will occur on the 27th and 28th of April, and the publication of candidates' list after the investigations and the complaints would be done on the 28th of April. According to the Election Commission, candidacy withdrawal and publication of the candidates' final list will be held on the 29th of April. Likewise, the election symbols will be distributed to the candidates on the 30th of April. According to the Election Commission, 64,813 candidacies have been registered. The Commission said all election materials were sent to all 77 districts and ballot papers would be supplied from tomorrow. More than 80% of the ballot papers are said to have been printed so far. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has urged all sides to follow election code of conduct to make it transparent, free and fairless election. The 7th Memorial Day of the Gurkha earthquake was observed across the country with various programs today. On the 25th of April in 2015, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake hit the country with its epicenter in Barpak of Gurkha. The disaster killed approximately 9,000 people and injured over 22,000 others. It damaged over 800,000 private houses and 1,500 cultural heritages. Districts including Gurkha, Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Kabliplansuk, Sindhiplansuk, Dolakha, Rametshap, Nuakot, Dhading, Roswa, Mokwanpur, Sindhuli and Okhaldunga were affected the most by the quake. Observation of the quake Memorial Day aims to make people aware of the earthquake's safety. On the occasion, President Vidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for building community-level awareness on disaster preparedness and safety measures to reduce the risk of earthquakes. President Vidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sirwad Deva have congratulated French President Emmanuel Macron on his second term win as the president. Via her Twitter handle today, President Bhandari wished the French president a successful tenure and expressed her confidence that the Nepal-France relations and cooperation would become deeper and wider in the days to come. Likewise, Prime Minister Deva wrote on his Twitter post that the French people have accomplished yet another important democratic exercise. He also expressed that Nepal and France would work together to further strengthen the bilateral ties. Ambassador of Nepal to the United States, Sridhar Khatri, has presented his letters of credence to U.S. President Joe Biden. Ambassador Khatri presented his letters of credence to the U.S. Department of State. Receiving Ambassador Khatri's letters of credence, President Biden welcomed him to the diplomatic community of Washington, D.C. The U.S. President added that his government was interested in further strengthening friendly relations between the U.S. and Nepal. On the occasion, Ambassador Khatri expressed the hope that the friendly relations between the two countries would be further consolidated in the days to come. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The CPN Maoist Center has said the ruling parties have been successful to forging electoral alliances for the upcoming local level elections. Talking to media persons at the party office in Peristana today, party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Maharaj said the electoral alliances had been forged as per the status of the ruling parties. He added that his party would also bring election manifestos targeting the specific local levels. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Emmanuel Macron has won 5 more years as French president after a convincing victory over rival Marine Le Pen. He won by 58.55% to 41.45%, which is a greater margin than expected. Addressing his supporters at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, the French president said he would be a president for all. Macron is the first sitting president in 20 years to be re-elected in France. Meanwhile, despite her loss, Le Pen said her significant vote share still marked victory. World leaders, including US President Joe Biden, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, have congratulated French President Macron over his victory. The Chinese capital Beijing has kicked off mass testing for millions of residents after a spike in COVID cases. The Chaoyang district reported 26 cases over the weekend, the highest number so far in Beijing's latest surge. Long queues outside supermarkets and shops were seen despite government assurances there is significant food. According to a notice by the city's disease prevention team, all 3.5 million residents in Chaoyang, Beijing's most populous district, will undergo 3 rounds of mass testing. State media and news outlet The Global Times said Beijing's fresh food companies have been ordered to increase the supply of groceries, including meat, poultry eggs and vegetables. Likewise, the deputy director of the Beijing Center for Disease Prevention and Control told state media outlet China Daily that the number of cases in Beijing was expected to increase in the following days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. More than 64,000 candidates filed for May 13 local level election. 7th Memorial Day of Gurkha earthquake observed with various programs across the country. President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sid Vasudeva congratulate Emmanuel Macron for winning re-election as French president. And Chinese capital Beijing begins mass testing after spike in COVID cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.